followed by the pound key. The collaboration code entered is invalid. Please re-enter your collaboration code followed by the pound key. You will be placed into conference when the moderator arrives. You will now be placed into the conference.
Good morning. This is the press on behalf of Judge White, Division 35. We're here for 8:30 exportes or short matters. I would ask that as you come in, you put your phones on mute and wait for your case to be heard. Thank you.
Hello. Hello, is anybody there?
Is the court reporter here for one of the hearings?
Yes. I am at the actual courthouse, and I'm at the hearing room 11.02, but there's nobody here.
Are you an attorney?
No.
Are you a court reporter?
No.
Okay. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just appearing by phone for one of the hearings, and I have no idea how many are scheduled or anything.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I called just in case, but I'm also here at the location, but there's nobody here. It's like an empty area.
Interesting.
Is this the Ninth Judicial Circuit?
That's the number I was given, yes.
Okay, I'll just wait here on hold.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Judge White?
Hello?
There's a court reporter here for the Security National hearing.
I'm here for Ithariga. So are we all in the waiting room?
I guess so.
Okay.
We are, and we should all be muted waiting for the judge to come in.
Okay.
Is everyone still waiting?
Roger that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. Yep, still waiting.
Good morning. This is Judge Weiss. We're here for Division 35 Short Matters and Ex Parte. Ask that you please keep your phones on mute until it's your turn to be called. I'll call your case and ask that you give your appearances. First case we have is LoanDepot.com versus Jeffrey Charles, case number 2020-CA-2941. I have an order to show cause. Go ahead, please.
Michelle Mason for plaintiff, Your Honor.
What's your name again, please?
Michelle Mason.
Okay. And do we have anybody for the defendant?
Jeffrey Charles.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Charles. And do we have a court reporter today? Okay. Plaintiff?
I don't believe so, Your Honor.
All right. Plaintiff, go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Your Honor. This is our order to show cause for the defendant to show why the final judgment of foreclosure should not be entered. Defendant was defaulted back on August 31st. The motion for extension of time was granted. The defendant did not file anything timely. He finally filed a pro se, and I'm going to use the word deposition since that's what he used, but there was nothing as a deposition that we know of. There were no defenses raised in the quote-unquote deposition. At this point, our original documents were filed on November 8th of 2021, and we properly filed the order to show cause and served it on the defendant back in September of this year. We are asking at this point, there is no legal basis that a final judgment should not be entered in the amount of $634,955.08.
All right, thank you. Mr. Charles, what would you like to tell the court?
I object to all those. They said that I was served these documents. I would like to know when I was served these documents. I filed a letter of judicial notice on the 4th, I believe, with a deposition as evidence to the judicial notice. First of all, I'm at the courthouse right now, and I'm trying to see. I'm at the location at the Orange County Courthouse at room 11.002, and there's nobody here. So I don't even know if this is a courtroom hearing, because I was asking if there's a court reporter, and they just kept going. So at this moment, I don't know what's going on. Haven't been sworn in. All I know is that I don't know what's going on. I wasn't served anything, so I'm trying to figure out what's going on before we proceed.
Okay, so all right. So this is a telephonic hearing. So as on the order to show cause, there's a conference line, phone number, as well as a code,
and there's an address also given. And I'm at the address.
Yeah, it says the address, but it says that it's a telephonic hearing.
But
so
it says to show up here on the order.
Okay, so. Well, whether you're in person or by phone, the concern that I have here is when I look at the court file, so I'm restricted to look at the court file and to make a determination as to whether there's any basis for a defense here for the entry of a foreclosure. So it looks here that... that the clerk has you in default. Did you ever file an answer to the complaint?
I never got served any documents.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to understand. When I saw this stuff online, I gave an order of a judicial notice. Did you receive my order of judicial notice that I put into evidence?
How did you put it into evidence?
Yeah, I filed it with the clerk of court. Is this a nice judicial circuit? Is this a nice judicial circuit for Florida?
Yes, it is.
Is this Judge Wise?
Yes, it is.
All right. Are you able to see what I filed into this case?
I'm looking at it now. Deposition of Jeffrey Charles as a victim. Did someone take your deposition?
Huh?
Why is this called a deposition?
Because I put that on my own words to submit to the court.
Okay, it says you're a victim, crimes against the United States by people impersonating as judicial officers who are maliciously prosecuting you? Who are you claiming are imposing as judicial officers?
What I'm not understanding is I don't understand how this court case is even about. Is this court case number 2020 CA 002941?
2020 CA 2941, yes.
Okay, is this in the circuit court of the Ninth Judicial Circuit in Fort Orange County, or is this the Ninth Judicial Circuit?
It's the Ninth Judicial Circuit for in Fort Orange County, yes, sir.
Which one is it? Is it both, or is it only one?
Well, there is a Ninth Judicial Circuit. That's a federal circuit, but this is state court, so we're Ninth Judicial Circuit, which is one of our circuits for the state of Florida.
Okay. So that's what I was, wondering for, sir, Your Honor, because when I saw these documents online, you know, associated with the property, I was wondering, like, what is going on? Now, they're saying
this is not your property?
This is on a property that is located on that order. But what I'm not understanding is, first, I don't understand what tribunal am I in. Second, I wasn't even properly served anything. Third, I had these questions about who are these officers that are claiming to do these things that they're doing. Because when I'm looking through the list, I'm looking at it like, is this America?
I think it is. Ma'am, plaintiff, when was the defendant served?
Your Honor, I don't have that date in front of me, but I'll also point out that in his judicial notice of facts and laws and his deposition, he never indicates or claims that he wasn't served. This is the first I'm hearing that he's claiming non-service.
Okay, hang on. I'm just looking for the service here. I'm looking through the file.
This is the first time I filed anything, Your Honor. The date that I filed my judicial notice and my deposition, I was not, I don't know what's going on, or I'm just, like, trying to follow the laws here of these United States, and I don't understand what's going on.
Okay, hang on.
I'm over here at the courthouse. I understand seeing the red, white, and blue, you know, with the gold fringe flag, with the American flag. I understand seeing that. I don't see no deputy clerk. I don't see no reporter. I don't see nobody. Nobody's been sworn in. I'm over here in this lobby, and there's nobody here. I'm just terrified. Like, what is this? That's why I wrote down I'm a victim, Your Honor, because I'm like, yo, are they holding some fake tribunal where nobody's allowed? I don't know. And that's what I'm saying. If there are officers of the court, then please speak up, because there's an oath that you have to take to become an officer of the court. And then for them to say that they ran a military check on me, which I'm like, what? If you look at the document, you can see I gave a military ID. So somebody's lying, Your Honor, and I don't know who's lying. That's why I put a victim, and I push my phone on mute while you figure out what's going on.
Okay, hang on. I'm just looking through the paperwork here. Okay, so plaintiff, I don't see the, I'm still looking for the certificate of service in the file.
I found it on the docket. It was sent on September 8th.
September 8th. Okay, hang on. All right, so September 8th. Okay, so what I see here is I see a September 2nd affidavit of non-military service, September 10th order to rule to show cause, and September 13th certified copy issued. I don't see anything on the docket for September 8th.
I'm sorry, it was the 13th.
September 13th, okay. Certificate of service. Let me see what that says. Okay. So, so there's a certificate of service of the order to show cause. Okay, but I don't see that where I'm looking for where he was actually served with this lawsuit.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. Let me just get the docket up. Hold on. I apologize.
Your Honor, if you don't mind me speaking, this is the victim of the defendant. I feel as if they're running some illegal Ponzi scheme in some fake courtroom. I don't know what's going on. I really don't understand. I have some questions also, Your Honor.
I can't give you legal advice, sir.
No, those are questions. I'm asking about, like, are you the residing judge of this case? The residing judge? So why is it online? It's for a Beamer.
Because I'm covering it for her.
Oh, they're sick or something like that? Or whatever.
She's in trial, so I'm covering the hearing for her.
Okay.
So, plaintiff, have you found the certificate of service yet?
I am opening it right now, Your Honor.
Okay.
And also, does the plaintiff have to answer to my judicial notice call, or is it the judge's back that answers about my?
If you have a hearing to set, you can call the judicial assistant and set that for hearing. You need to call Judge Beamer's judicial assistant. Her name is Sherry. You can find her information online, and then hearing.
You're just filling in for the judge.
I'm covering for her. Yeah, I'm a colleague of hers.
So is there a bailiff, court reporter, anything?
Well, no one ordered a court reporter, so there's no court reporter. I do have my deputy with me today. Did you need the deputy for some reason?
I just trying to figure out what's going on. Like, online, looking, a little sketchy, because I'm just like, I don't understand what's going on. I'm just, trying to...
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the plaintiff, I'm going to tell plaintiff, go ahead and reset this before Judge Beamer in Division 33. Plaintiff, when you do so, make sure you show Judge Beamer where the defendant has been served, and make
you
sure...
You can't resolve this today, because I see it online. I'm able to see it online, Your Honor. I wasn't served.
Okay. So, but the plaintiff will have to show that you've been served and given an opportunity to file a response, and you can have this set before Division 33, Judge Beamer, have it reset, and sir, if you are confused about the proceeding, number one, hire an attorney. If you can't afford one, go to Legal Aid, Orange County Legal Aid. And they will give you some really good advice about.
I look at the laws very particular. I'm a United States veteran of the United States Armed Forces. I look at the law very particular. So getting an attorney is the wrong thing for me to do.
All right. It's up to you, sir. Do whatever you need to do. I just want to make sure you get appropriate due process. And at this time, this isn't something – we've already hit the 10-minute mark, so I need to move on. So, plaintiff, I'll tell you to go ahead and reschedule everything. I'll tell Judge Beamer that it'll be rescheduled. All right, good luck to both of you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. Take care, sir.